Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It is morning here, 4:29 a.m. in South Korea. Yes, I haven't gotten back on my sleeping schedule yet. It's still difficult. I think it's because these beds are pretty uncomfortable. These pillows suck. I can't wait to get in my own king-size bed and be able to just sleep again. So we'll see. I'm up early again. Seems like the server's pretty active today. Just kind of give you a brief update on me. I'm 7 days in of my quarantine. I've got 7 days to go. I've got a few places off post to go look at for housing next week. Whenever I get out of my quarantine, I'll have to get a vehicle next week and buy a car. I've already done my Korean driver's test online and passed that. So now all I have to do is go and pick up my driver's license from the DMV. What else? Basketball starts back up at the end of the month. Baseball looks like it's about to start up. I believe it actually started up yesterday. And football is going to be starting back up here very shortly. So sports are coming back, which is a good thing. What else? What else? Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs just signed a mega deal, contract. So he's going to be locked up for, I think it's 12 years. So yeah, it's interesting couple days in sports. Seems like America is still dealing with its issues, and states and other counties are locking themselves down again, and because of the rise in coronavirus and all that. And just glad to say that I'm not in the US right now. This quarantine does suck, though. There's only so many games of Jenga I can play with my daughter before I can go insane. So, I mean, that's pretty much all the update from me. Let me put out an announcement and see who is out there that may want to participate. I know there's a couple people that are probably going to get on. Lisa's out there. Let's see. Let me post on here real fast. Sorry, the other thing is this Wi-Fi sucks. So if I go out or cut out or seem fishy, it's just because of the Wi-Fi. This Wi-Fi in this room, you got to share. It's an open network, so you're sharing like four, five different Wi-Fi accounts. And they're all open to everybody on the floor. So if one doesn't work, you just jump to another one. It sucks. Let's see what's going on over here. We'll see who we can get in there. I see Lisa's up on the server. Let's see if we can get her to join. Oh Lord, we're talking about this Warrior Chris guy. Well, it doesn't look like anybody's out there. Well, we'll see. See what goes on. I've got a contest going on in the server right now, to see who can come up and create a logo and a slogan for the podcast. And the winner of that would get a prize. It would either be PayPal or Discord Nitro, or depending on, where you're at or whatever. What country you're in may or may not be able to get a gift card or something. We'll see. We got a few people joining in. Hello, hello.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, Buck, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Gonna get tacos.
I'm gonna go get some tacos.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I woke up at like 1 a.m. again. This shit sucks.
Well, you got up so early for you. Are you on quarantine?
Exactly. And so I get so fucking bored that I go to bed early. And then I wake up super early in the morning.
You know what that sounds like, right?
It sounds like perfect.
Sounds like you're getting old.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait to be done with this shit. I got 7 days left of this bullshit.
And then you can wake up early and go do TT in the morning.
I'd rather do that than fucking sit here and be locked in prison and just have to sit here and wait for people to knock on the door 3 times a day to deliver food.
It does sound like you're in prison. Is it got MP staying outside your door?
They come by 3 times a day delivering breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then
three hots in the county?
Yep. And then they'll come by at like a little bit after breakfast, and they'll take our temperature to make sure we're still within range. We're not running a fever or anything. And then they'll come by a little bit before lunch, and they'll ask you if you want to go outside for yard time after lunch for 45 minutes. This shit, I kid you not, it's like prison. You go outside, and yard time, all it is you go outside, and it's a field, and they got 4 corners, and they got a person sitting at each corner, and they said, you can only stay inside of this square, and you can't play any sort of like games or anything, so you can't like throw a football or anything like that around. Pretty much all you can do is just walk around in a circle for 45 minutes.
Do they have the M16s or whatever at each corner?
No, but that would be pretty fucking hilarious.
We got a runner! Quick, get
Dude,
the runner,
I wish
boys!
I wish I could just get the fuck out of this place.
Are you like not... So, are you like a... separate living quarter than what you will normally be in? Are you gonna have like an apartment?
Well, it's kind of like a college dorm room.
I know what you're in a barracks right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, because I know you were talking about like a couple months or weeks ago, you were talking about how you were having a custody dispute with your ex-wife over the passport.
Yeah,
like
we
the,
got all that.
Is it like the
second
your daughter comes out, or is it like how does that work?
Well, we've got the passport stuff worked out, and that's only because you know I got the court order stating that she's allowed to go with me if I get assigned overseas to an accompanied tour, which I was. So she was kind of forced to do it. Otherwise, she would have had to go into court. It would have cost her thousands of dollars, and she doesn't have any money. So that was an easy fix. I was able to get it. I got the passport in faster time than I thought I would. So Bella was able to come with me. And so she's here. So that's the only good thing about it, because I hear a bunch of other people that are down here on quarantine. I see on this quarantine Facebook page, and a lot of them are saying that they came by themselves unaccompanied, and they're having to share, you know, barrack room with two or three other people. And I was like, that kind of defeats the purpose of quarantine, but whatever. And I was like, man, I could be here with like three other people, and I could probably hate all of them. But at least with my daughter, you know, we just get the whole room to ourselves. So the common area or the room, how it is
you walk in and you got the common area, which is your kitchen and your bathroom. And then there's two separate rooms inside of that. Inside of there, you got A and B. And you walk inside of the room, and they're pretty much identical. They got two bunk beds in, or they got two beds in them, and then dresser, a desk, a walk-in closet on both sides. But because I got my family with me or my daughter with me, I get both sides to myself. So I get both sides plus the common area and the bathroom to myself, so I don't have to share it with anybody else. So that makes it a little better. But once we get out of here next Wednesday on the 22nd, I'll be able to we'll move into a hotel on base, and then I'm going to go out and start looking at houses. I got approved to live off post, so I don't have to live in on base housing or anything like that. So I've got some houses and stuff lined up to look at. Really, really nice houses.
Hey, Panda, so, you need to mute yourself, or I'm going to do it for you. You keep having, like, a static feedback where it keeps cutting through Buck's talking.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
It was the one with the cute panda. It's like, at one point I could barely even hear you over the noise, and so I opened my phone to look at who it was. I was gonna server mute, but I was like, you know what? I'll give them the chance to do it themselves.
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess that's not the bad. Other thing yeah, you can hate all the people you get ruined with. Yeah. But that's like a what was it? Our job finally. We're like, okay, everything's kind of falling apart. We gotta go to 40 hours a week again. And
nice.
So. Yeah, next week I start 40 hours again. But here's the thing. I was guaranteed pay until August 31st, so it didn't matter whether I was in at work or not. But I got the essential letter, and so I had to work. But I started out as, like, working a week on, off. A week on, a week off, and then something happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, we need to switch your schedule. We need to put you where it's a where you're working 3 days a week, and then you're off basically 2 days every week. And yeah. I was like, okay, I mean, that kind of bullshit, but all right, whatever. You're the boss. And then he came back like last week, said, okay, we gotta go to 4 days a week. We can't keep up with the campus going with how we're going. And yeah. Then he felt bad about it. He's like, man, I'm sure the guys hate me. I'm like, man, I kind of hate you, but I mean, we got to go to 4 days. Like you said, stuff's falling behind. Technically, I'm only doing my job 2 days of the three I'm working. Because the other portion, you're having me water pots and crap. Yeah. And, on Monday, we had a meeting with our director of facilities. We just, we got to go back to 40 hours a week, it's yada, yada, yada. And so, out of every campus, we're the only department that still has, like, a 1960s time card crap. You punch in, you punch out. And so, one of my jobs, you had your ID badge, and you swipe that, and it clocked you in. You swiped it again, clock out for lunch. You swiped at the clock back in, and so forth. I'm like, man, we could do something like that because we have ID cards where we scan in through doors and stuff. I'm like, you could even do that. That kind of get you up to speed of where we're at technology wise. But I mean, us working these last 3 months. I think we've proven ourselves that we don't need a dang time card, because the time cards that were still out there were from March 22nd, which I think was the week after spring break when we were originally supposed to come back. And then that's when everything shut down. And So he's okay. Well, yeah, then we probably don't need to punch in. And so, what was it? So today's my second day back, working a, 4-day week? 4-day week, and I've already caught up to everything I was behind on. And so now I'm like, crap, now I kind of wish I was back to three or 2-day work weeks. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But what was it? So they made us take a online course called Returning to the Workplace. And I've like been very vocal about this for like the get-go. I'm like, are you shitting me? I've been working for 2 months, and now you say I'm required to take this stupid class. And so, like, I blazed through it, didn't even pay attention to anything, and I scored a 90 on it. I basically guessed on everything, and was like, boom, got it. But apparently there was an app we're supposed to download on our phone. And so technically, like, before we come to work, we're supposed to check in through this app. And it asks you, have you traveled outside? Have you been in contact with anyone? Have you been taking any painkillers for fever? Have you had a fever for this amount of time and all this other crap? Or is anyone in your family, like, in the high-risk group? Well, to return to work, you have to say no to every single one of them. Because if you say yes to any one of them, it's like, oh, you can't work. And they're like, no, that's not going to work. You have to come to work. Because, like, my parents, they're in the high-risk group. So if I would say that, I'd have to, like, take this whole form and fill it out of, like, their medical history and crap and be like, okay, well, I don't feel comfortable working. So technically I'd have to, like, August 31st to come back to work. Because once August 31st hits, you only get paid for the hours you actually work. You start having to use your actual vacation and sick leave and all sorts of other stuff. And so this morning I filled it out for everybody. And then one guy messed it up because he could do it himself. And he's like, oh, I got to work from home. I'm like, what the heck did you do? I'm like, go back. Take your ass back to the homepage. We're fixing this. And I'm like, you say no on being able to work remotely. Your landscape, how can you work remotely? Are we going to have like Bluetooth lawnmowers or something that work on our phones? Drive it with our cell phone or something? So I fixed his. And they ended up paying me like $20, like out of the collective of everybody. For doing this, I ended up with like $20. I'm like, oh, cool. This is going to buy me lunch today. So we have to do that like every day for God knows how long. And I think it's kind of ridiculous. It's like, I'm already at work. You think I'd really be here if I'm sick? Oh, one of the questions is, does anywhere on your body ache? And I'm just thinking, I'm like, I work in landscaping. Of course, my body aches. But of course, if you say yes, it's like you got to go home. I was like, man, why you have me lie on this questionnaire when you know my back be hurting by 2:30?
Yeah. Well, that's what I plan to do. Like, once I get out of quarantine and get settled in and all that, I plan to make a bunch of doctor's appointments and freaking try to start this med board process. To get med boarded out.
So, is it you went back to Korea? Don't you have like a fiance in Korea?
Yeah.
Are you getting like married this turnaround and while you're in Korea, or do you got to get married in the U.S.?
No, we're gonna get married here. So the plan is, unfortunately, the freaking army, of course, with all their, you know. Good idea fairies that fly around. They say that before you can marry somebody who's not a U.S. citizen while in Korea, you have to sit down with your chain of command. You have to have a talk with them. Then you have to sit down with your battalion commander and have a talk with them. And then you and your spouse, if she's local, needs to sit down with the battalion commander, have a talk, and then you got to go see the chaplain, and then you have to do marriage counseling and do this and do that, freaking all this shit before you can even. You got to do all the shit through the army before you can even go and get married. And if you go and get married before doing all that shit, then you can get Article 15 for doing it. And I was like, you got to fucking be joking me, man. In the United States, anybody can go marry anybody. And I can go out on a Saturday, get married, and come back on a Monday and be, you know, married to a stripper. And the only thing that's going to happen, is, oh, well, that was probably not a good idea. You guys will probably end up in a divorce soon, something like that. But here, nope, you go out and get married. Oh, we're going to hit you with an Article 15 and, you know, take rank and all that. I was like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. But, yeah, the goal is, you know, I'm going to start doing all that right away. Knock out all this dumb shit. And then go and get married, and then we got to start the visa process for her now and try to get it going, because it could take a while for visas to get approved, especially with the whole corona and shit going on right now.
Well, that's like in like February or something. I did like a passport. Yeah, I paid the regular thing, and then that early March, right before COVID got big, and sure enough, I didn't get it till this month. It took quite a few months to get it, because I think 6 weeks would have been like June something.
But, well, that's because right when the COVID stuff started, the State Department shut down. And so they weren't doing anybody's passports. So even if you put in requests for passports before the shutdown, they're not continuing with the process of them until after, or until they started allowing people to come back. And I think it was, you know, middle to end of May is when they started coming back on limited personnel staff. And then June, I think, is when they kind of started to open back up as far as accepting applications again and all of that. I was lucky. Luckily, when I put in my application for my daughter in June, I got mine in like 2 weeks. But I was told I wasn't going to get it until like the week that I was supposed to fly out. But I found somebody on Facebook that says, oh, well, if you're going for a no-fee passport or a military passport, pretty much just allowing her to just come into the country with me, she won't be able to go anywhere else. I would have to get a tourist passport for her to go to, like, the Philippines or something like that. But the no-fee allows her to at least come into Korea with me on my orders. And so there was a number you can call to talk to somebody and they can expedite the no fee passports for you. And I did that and it expedited it. I got it in like 2 weeks. So that was a good thing. Oh, everybody just went mute.
Yeah, no, I had to mute because I was ordering my food.
Hello.
Hey, Skittles.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, you know, just started day number 7 in hell.
You're still in quarantine?
Oh, yeah, I got 7 more days left.
Ugh. Sounds awful.
I'm on day 7. Oh, my gosh. It's like every day I wake up and I wait for my 3 meals a day to get delivered. And then I wait for them to come take my temperature. And then I wait for them to ask me if I want to go outside to do my 45 minutes of yard time. And then that's my day. After Wait, dinner comes. Yeah. Yeah, they got to. So they take your temperature every day to make sure that you're not running a fever or anything like that, or showing signs of COVID or stuff like that. So, like, we get tested as soon as we got, like, hit ground. Before we got put in quarantine, day zero is what they called it. We got tested. Now, down here, they don't have the fancy tests like they do in the U.S. where, you know, all they got to do is just swab the inside of your nose. They got to fucking take it and stick it all the way up your freaking nostrils on both sides and then take it that way. And then you get your results back in 24 hours or so. But so we got tested right when we got here, got put in quarantine. And then every day since, they come by and take your temperature to make sure you're not running a fever or anything like that that could be signs of showing that you've got COVID. I was like, oh my gosh.
What happens if you do come back, like, positive?
So if you come back positive, then they will take you out of the quarantine barracks and they'll put you in a hospital barracks or whatever. And you'll be there. And then once you're there, you get tested like every other day or something like that, or every 2 or 3 days. And then once you test negative, then you get tested like every 3 days up to the 7th day. And then on day number 7, you got to test negative again. So basically, once you test negative after you've had it, you have to be clear of it for 7 days before they'll put you back in the like regular quarantine barracks. And then you finish out, you know, another 7 days in the regular barracks. So you could spend a month in quarantine if you have COVID. Like, I'm glad we don't have that shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, the joys of the army.
Isn't that the hurry up and wait process?
Yep. And then, freaking, like, they're saying to get out of quarantine. So on day number 14 or whatever, when you are, I guess, your last day in quarantine, they're going to come by, bring by cleaning supplies and stuff. You got to clean your rooms and bathrooms and get it all up to the standard that it was when you moved in, and then pack all your stuff and be ready to go. But before you can leave, your sponsor has to come pick you up. And I was like, well, what am I to do? Because I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody to tell me who my sponsor is, because my original order says I was going to go to Camp Casey to a field artillery unit, but that got changed due to the fact that my command sponsorship got approved, and they don't do command sponsorships at Casey because it's right next to the border. And so I knew I was going to be at Humphreys, but I didn't know, you know, what unit or anything I was going to. Finally, I got pinpoint orders while I was in quarantine telling me I'm going to another aviation unit here in Camp Humphreys. And I was like, but I still don't have a sponsor. Like, I don't have anybody I can contact or from the unit or anything like that. So I reached out on one of the Facebook pages here, and some guy responded back and asked what unit I was going to, and I told him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be your brigade sergeant, command sergeant major. And I was like, oh, okay, nice. And he's like, let me get all your, DM me all your information. I will send it to the unit, and we'll get you a sponsor to get in contact with you. I was like, okay, that's great. And he's like, I'm in quarantine myself. I get out tomorrow. This was a couple days ago. He got out yesterday. And he takes over like today or tomorrow when he takes command of the brigade. And I was like, yeah, I just need to get a hold of somebody, you know, so I can get a ride to the hotel when I get out and put all my stuff there, and then be able to kind of see if I can take a couple days so that I can finish in processing posts I still have to get my daughter enrolled into the daycare on post because I tried looking at babysitters. I had somebody contact me yesterday for babysitting and said that she can, you know, she lives right next to the on-base hotel. She's like, I can come pick up your daughter and bring her back to my house since you don't have any transportation or anything. She has some kids of her own and this and that. I'm like, oh, okay. Everything sounded good. And then I get to the cost. And I was like, so what's your fee or whatever? How much is it? And she's like, oh, it's $10 an hour. I was like, what? Hell, I was like, $10 an hour? I was like, I'm going to need somebody to watch her for 12 hours a day. That's $120 a day that I would have to spend on fucking babysitter. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I was like, my babysitter that I had in Kansas, I was paying $80 a week for her to watch my daughter. I was like,
yeah, usually golly. It should be like a flat rate of, especially with one kid.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I was like, I got one school age, 7-year-old kid that's not, it's not like it's an infant or whatever that's difficult to take care of. I was like, I got a school age kid that can pretty much entertain herself. Just needs somebody to, you know, be the parent around, adult figure.
Yeah.
I was like, golly, man, $10 a week. And then she said that she used to work at the daycare on post. And I was like, oh, that's where you get your fucking figure from. A lot of people are fucking doing that now. They're not going by weekly rates anymore. They're going by hourly rates now. And I was like, you gotta be fucking out of your fucking mind. If I was to volunteer to babysit somebody's kids for them full time, I wouldn't even have the heart to ask for $10 an hour. I would only ask for an hourly rate if it was something like, hey, can you watch my kid for the night while we go out on date night or something? Then I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, $5-$10 an hour, that's fine. But for 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're going to ask for $10 an hour? You can suck my...
I'll give you a kiss.
I can't say that.
We'll just pretend we didn't hear anything.
I had to restrain myself. Oh, man.
I said, can y'all hear the music from the restaurant?
No.
No, but I hear this like noise over and over again.
I don't know. That could be feedback from me. No, that's Ruth. That's Ruth.
So y'all can hear the music?
We can hear background
noise, but we can't hear what it is.
Just let me know, because I'm probably about to bounce anyway since I've got my food.
Yeah, because we know you're going to stuff your face with these tacos.
Tacos?
Yeah. They're amazing. They're posted on the Food Pick channel.
You know what would be really good?
We need a decent taco place here.
A poutine taco.
Ooh.
A what?
A poutine taco.
What's a poutine?
He doesn't know what a poutine is.
You mean poutine?
It's cheese, curds, gravy, and fries. And then you can get, like, added stuff onto it, too. Like, there's the poutine that works with bacon and chives and whatever else on top of the cheese curds and gravy.
It just reminded me of the saying.
What saying?
Oh, yeah.
If it tastes like chicken, tastes like trout, get the fuck out.
Well, like, when you were saying that, I thought maybe you were trying to mean poutine, and it threw me back to The Rock's famous sayings. You want some poutine pie?
I want the people's strudel.
No, poutine is an actual thing. It's a Canadian thing. Fries and gravy. Cheese curds.
Hey, Lillian. How you doing? Still liking the people's strudel?
Oh, man.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lillian Garcia was the ring announcer way back in the day, and The Rock always used to, like, imply at her. So she would ask him a question. He's like, hey, you still missing the people's strudel? And she just kind of go all blushy and look away. He's like, yeah, he's where it's at.
He's talking about his member, right? That's the strudel.
The people's strudel.
Gotcha. I follow.
It's like Val Venus. He always used to come out with his little towel and his, hello, ladies.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Dude, love.
I watched his entrance video the other day on YouTube, and it's so fucking hilarious.
How much is that thing?
I have no idea. Oh, sorry.
We're going to find
out. My wife's going to buy a cup.
They know who your wife is. Say it by name.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait to be out of this shit. I've got some houses lined up to go look at whenever I get out, and I can't wait. Like, one of them has, like, a lakeside view on it, and it comes, you know, it has everything in it. It'll come with a brand new washer and dryer in it. Utilities are cheap. It's, you know, meets all my other requirements as far as being near a DOD bus line for my daughter and being near city buses so that I can get on a bus there. It's got a rooftop barbecue area.
Dude.
With a built-in barbecue pit. And nice. It's got a little side yard as well that you can go and have a little yard, but I don't know. It's kind of patchy. It's more like half grass, half dirt, but better than nothing. Another place I was looking at, it's also in the same price range, has all the stuff. The landlord or the owners of the place is going to put a brand new washer and dryer in it whenever the lease is signed. And then it includes, with the rent, it includes a water purifier and Wi-Fi internet is all included with the rent. And
oh, nice.
Like, man. It's like, so it's kind of hard to choose. It's like, do I take this really nice one with the riverside front? It's a little bit farther from base, but it's a nicer thing. I'd get a little yard and I'll get a rooftop barbecue area, or do I take this other one that includes internet and the other one that includes the internet that also has solar panels on it? So they say like during the summer, like you hardly ever pay anything for electric because the solar panels pretty much, you know, pay itself. I was like,
yeah, that's a big pocket one.
Like I get. So the Army will give me 1.6 million won, Korean won, every month for my rent.
Holy shit.
So that's the house. That's the price range I'm looking at. So in U.S. dollars, that's roughly about $1,300. So if I go any lower than that, then that's – so if I go to 1.3 million won, then the Army's only going to pay me 1.3 million. I won't make any money either way, so I might as well just stay at the top of the price range and get the full amount, and then I'll have, you know, nicer amenities. And so, but where I will make the money is on top of that, they also give you a utility allowance every month as well to help pay for utilities. So the utility allowance in U.S. dollars is roughly about 7 to $750 a month for utilities. So I could take that and pocket it. And if I get this place with the solar panels where I pay hardly, you know, nothing for electric, and it's on city gas, so city gas is a lot cheaper here in Seoul, I could pretty much pocket that whole $700-something dollars, and it includes Wi-Fi already in the rent, so I don't have to worry about paying for internet. I just have to, you know, pay for my cell phones and whatever else I get.
Do you get fully furnished, or do you have to buy all your own furniture and whatnot?
So you can get places that are fully furnished. Now, the one with the lakeside view and the barbecue pit and stuff, that is not furnished at all. But I can get loaner furniture from the base from Post. There's a place on Post where I can get loaner furniture, and they'll bring out all this furniture for me until my furniture arrives. Because all my stuff won't arrive until like September. I can get loaner furniture for that. And then the other one that has the Wi-Fi and the solar panels, they come with just basic furniture that the landlord includes, which is like a TV, a couch, a table, and a bed. And I can utilize that until my stuff gets here, and then the landlord will take all that out, all the stuff that I don't want out once all my stuff gets here.
You shipped everything over?
Yeah.
Wow.
All my household goods and everything. But it won't be here until, like, you know, September is when it's scheduled to be here. Because I got my king-size bed. I'm not giving up my king-size bed. Sorry.
The only reason I asked is because I, like, a lot of the Brits that come to base out here, they don't bring anything. They just sell everything when they get, reposted or whatever, and then just buy all over again.
Yeah, and I thought about doing that too, but like I said, I've got a nice king-size bed. I'm not selling that. And my daughter has a bunch of toys and stuff like that. I wasn't going to sell all that. The only thing I didn't bring and I got rid of was my couch, because my dog always slept on the couch, and he freaking tore it up, because there'd be time for whatever reason to get comfortable, he would just scratch at the couch. And so it kind of tore it up. So I just got rid of the couch when I moved out. So I'll buy a new couch when I'm here. And I'll buy a desk, a new desk. But that's about it. Everything else I brought, my daughter's bunk bed, all her mattresses, all her animals, her toys, and dollhouse, and all my shit, I brought all that.
Oh yeah, did you find me that candy I was asking about?
Not yet. I haven't been able to fucking leave this room.
I'm talking about when you went to Japan.
No, because we couldn't even leave the fucking hangar.
They're like, y'all are infested. You stay here.
They had us fucking locked down at Japan too. We get off the plane and we go into the little staging area they had, which was just this like little conference room style room that had a TV in it, and that was it. Had nothing else. It had TV and Wi-Fi, and that was it. And we couldn't go outside of that room. We can go in that room, and we can go right outside to this little patch of grass where people who brought their animals got their animals on the plane and was able to take them to go to the bathroom and stuff, and then get them back in their kennels. But those are like the only two places you were allowed to go. So the entire time I was in Japan, we just sat there and watched freaking. They had baseball reruns on, and they was replaying the 2006 World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals. So I got to watch a little bit of that. Which, by the way, baseball is about to, just started on the 14th. So today for you guys,
yeah, it's I can't do baseball.
Oh, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah. It's I'd rather call baseball or golf.
Basketball starts at the end of this month. We got basketball. Baseball started. Football's supposed to start on time, but I think they said something about like a shorter like preseason or something. So I don't know. So they were gonna just bypass the preseason. I don't know.
I think might as well bypass preseason because it don't do crap.
Yeah. But football's supposed to start back up.
That's NFL's appearance. That?
Nobody cares about the CFL either.
Yeah, I don't either. The only reason I care is the bug hood.
We care about the lingerie league.
Yes.
If that's even around anymore.
Man, lingerie football used to be awesome.
The XFL?
No. It was actually called lingerie football. And it'll be an all, so it would be all women football teams. And they would be wearing basic, almost like a fucking bikini, but they would have like short shorts on and a sports bra. And that's it. And then they would have some shoulder pads and a helmet. And that's all the protection they had. And so they're running out there in pretty much all bare skin. And the only protection they have is some shoulder pads and a helmet. And they'd be out there playing football. And it was like full-on, full-tackle football. It was fucking awesome.
I think the XFL went under... Didn't
that? Yeah, it only lasted.
So they were playing, and then they furloughed everybody, and they said they were still going to pay them and everything, and they said that they were going to come back next year. But now I hear that that they might have gone bankrupt now, so they might not be coming back next year, which is a shame because. Huh?
He's having road rage. He's driving.
How'd the interview go? Or interview?
It could go either way. Sounded alright, but you never know.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a shame XFL went under because they were a pretty good team, or they had pretty good teams.
That's not
really. Hey, y'all want to see this cool new feature of Discord?
What?
I said this cool new feature of Discord. I don't know if y'all can see it.
What are you doing, Ruth?
Can you see my middle finger?
Who's destroying this
character? No. You're fucking, like, eating, and it's all we hear is you just chewing.
Well, fine, then. I'll mute myself again.
Fine. God damn. That was annoying.
Finally, something beats my door.
Yeah, I'll take your door over him chewing all day. God damn. Oh, man. This fucking sponsor they gave me. So it's some sergeant like me, but he's fucking. Like, I messaged him, and I was like, oh, hey. Well, he emailed me because, you know, the sergeant major that I reached out to on Facebook who said, oh, we'll get you a sponsor. They should be contacting you shortly or whatever. Well, later that day, the sponsor finally emails me his phone number and everything. So I get on WhatsApp, and I, you know, message him on WhatsApp, and I was like, hey, what's up? I got your email. I'm currently in quarantine, da-da-da-da. I get out on this day. You know, can I get some days off so that I can take care of, finish in processing the stuff on post that I have to do? And, you know, I got to work out childcare and stuff like that with my daughter and get all that squared away. And he's like, well, I don't know if you'll be able to, if they'll do that. I was like, well, you know, you're kind of authorized 10 days of permissive TDY, which is like 10 free days to go and, you know, get yourself and your family in order by finding a house, car, stuff like that. You're supposed to get 10 days. And that's supposed to be signed off by your, you know, your commander at your unit. But it's also a commander discretion thing. They may or may not approve of it. And I was like, I mean, even if I can't get 10 days, if I can just get, I get out on a Wednesday, can I get Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to just handle everything, get my daughter enrolled into a daycare, you know, finish enrolling her into the school, get into a house, get my driver's license for Korea, go get a car, get all that stuff done. I could get all that stuff done. I've got stuff lined up. I was like, all I got to do is go and view some places, figure out which one I'm going to do, get the lease for my apartment, sign the lease, get the deposit put down and all that. I was like, but I just need some days to do it. I can't in process into the unit because I have nobody to watch my daughter. So I was like, could you find out? And he's like, oh, well, I'll ask our platoon sergeant and see. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I still haven't heard anything back. If I don't hear anything back by today, I'm probably going to just message this sergeant major back and be like, yeah, so I'm not getting any sort of help from my unit or my sponsor, and they're saying that I'm not going to be able to take any time to, you know, take care of my family. Otherwise, I'll just fucking come to work with my daughter. I don't really care. Bring my daughter to work day.
That would be fun for her.
Oh, she would like it, yeah. Oh, man. I'm just ready. I'm going to get out of here. Like, once I get all this shit taken care of, once I get out and get a place and all that, I'm going to start the whole process so I can get married and get that going. And then I've also got to go. I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to start getting seen again for my knee and my back and other issues I have. I got to get my profile renewed because of this new PT test that they're coming out with. And I'm just going to request a med board and see if I can just get med boarded out of the Army because I'm done. I really don't want to spend 2 years here. The only reason I wanted to come for 2 years was because I know how long the visa process can take sometimes. I just want to – my contract's up in 2 years, so – but I want to get med boarded versus finishing my contract out because med boarded, if you get medically retired, then, you know, you get a paycheck for the rest of your life for it. So something's better than nothing.
All right, assholes, I'm back.
Yep.
Couldn't tell.
No more chewing.
I was surprised I could freaking hear that because I have the Samsung earbuds, so I'm kind of surprised I didn't think I could hear that.
It's not chewing. Something else. It's this, like, sound over and over and over again.
Oh, it's the music.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to get a refill. I gotta have my Dr. Pepper. I'm a fat American.
They've been bringing us these fucking orange Fantas in a can. The Korean Fantas. They've been bringing those with us for like lunch and dinner every day.
Do they taste any different?
They taste a lot different than the U.S. orange Fantas. I don't know why.
Can I get a refill cup?
It tastes pretty damn good. My daughter had, I had ordered some groceries from the grocery store here or the commissary, and they got a group out there that will, volunteers that will go and go grocery shopping for you, and then they'll call you when they get to the checkout and you pay over the phone, and then they'll deliver it to your quarantine barracks for you. So I had some stuff picked up, like bread and peanut butter and jelly and just little stuff that we can go through, because my daughter doesn't like a lot of the lunch and the dinner that they bring. The lunch is the same thing every fucking day, just fucking a sandwich. And but
time to bring your MRE.
Fuck, that's even worse.
Did you remember laundry soap? I remember the last time you said
you
forgot that.
Come on, depending on what MRE you get, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, I ordered laundry soap from the PX, and they do deliveries as well. You can order online, then you got to send your order to this email address, and then they will pick everything up for you, and they'll deliver it to your quarantine barracks. So I ordered laundry soap and had it picked up. I'm supposed to be able to do laundry today because it's day 7, and on day number 7, you get to do laundry. So that's one thing to look forward to for today. I could go out and do laundry for the first time.
That's a prize, isn't it?
Yay, laundry. Yeah.
The saddest part of being an adult is when you're happy to do laundry.
I was about to say the same thing, Sam.
Well, it's like, so my daughter, she's 7, but she still has issues with wiping all the way. And so she doesn't like toilet paper. She likes diaper wipes. So we'll use diaper wipes.
Spoiled, man. Spoiled.
Hey, it is what it is. But I can't stand using diaper wipes. But she loves them. So I buy her diaper wipes and she uses those. But then she doesn't wipe all the way. Like, she'll wipe a couple times and then be done and then go around, play around, and then next thing you know, she's got poop in her underwear because she doesn't wipe all the way, and it just, you know, gets on her underwear. And I was like, come on, how hard is it to wipe? I was like, so now when she goes, she has to, you know, whether she's going 1 or 2, she has to wipe every single time. And I think her issue is she's not getting all the way up in there, obviously. But while... while I'm trying to handle or get her to get out of that stage and actually start, you know, wiping correctly, you know, all this poopy underwear is getting built up and I have to wash it out in the bathtub and so it doesn't like sit there and stink the whole time. So I can't wait to be able to just throw everything in the washer and the dryer and be able to have it all cleaned.
And on today's episode of Parent Talk, paper wipes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, at least you're still not buying diapers.
Hey, I can thank God for that. I'll buy diaper wipes every day over buying diapers.
I hear that.
Oh, man.
We good now?
Yep. Is Parent Talk done?
Yeah. There's only so much fucking games of Jenga I can play with my daughter. I'm getting so bored of playing fucking Jenga.
If one more block falls, I swear I'm gonna lose it.
Probably. I don't know. We got some new Jenga game, I guess, that they got out. It's called, like, Jenga on a bridge or something like that, and it comes with a little bridge that wobbles and it's got a flat platform in the middle, and you build your Jenga tower on that, and then you got to try to pull it out. It makes it 10 times harder because every time you even just slightly touch the tower, the bridge moves and sways, so it makes it even more difficult. but
that sounds horrible.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of bridge Jenga.
It's the adult Jenga that scares me.
Oh, the big blocks and drinking.
Yeah.
Oh man. Then they give us in these rooms, right? They're like, oh, well, you have to leave the padlock open, the deadbolt. You got to open the deadbolt so when you close the door doesn't close all the way because we don't have keys to any of the rooms. They're not handing out key cards or anything. So they're like, so if you don't leave the deadbolt open, you know, you can lock yourself out of the room. So I was like, I'm not leaving the fucking deadbolt open all night, especially for the outer door. I was like, after dinner comes and they drop off dinner, I close my deadbolt and I just close the door. I was like, I don't want them coming through at like 3 a.m. and decide that they're going to do a check and then they're going to walk into the room while we're sleeping. I was like, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Well, sir,
I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah.
Housekeeping!
Like, what if I decide I want to fucking sleep butt-ass naked one night, and then they come in and I jump out of bed?
Well, I guess I'm going to see your dealing.
I just got to make sure that's the one night your door's left open.
Make a midnight call down to CQ. Yeah, can you deliver this up to my room for me?
Surprise!
You're gonna catch a Title IX case or whatever it's called in the military.
Be like 7 days of no sex or sexual interaction got me a little bored. Well, that's the other thing. Like, you can't even watch porn out here because all the porn sites are like blocked.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, luckily, I pay for a VPN service. I've had since I was in Korea in 17. I pay a yearly fee for this IP VPN or IP Vanish VPN software that I use.
Yeah.
And so I have that. So I can turn my VPN on and turn it to a US and it will find a VPN in the US and I can watch porn. But it's like, golly, man.
Is that like that everywhere over there? Like porn's blocks? It's like blacklisted.
Yes. Yep.
What the?
Yeah. So like all the sites that everybody knows, like Pornhub and XNXX and, you know, stuff like that. All that stuff is all blocked over here. Like, it's – porn is outlawed in Korea. Pornography is. So there's – you won't be able to go to, like, a store to get a magazine or anything like that. But they promote sex, which makes no fucking sense. It's counterintuitive because I can go to Itaewon – and go down the main strip in the ville of Itaewon and go and look at all these storefronts. And there'll be this one storefront that, you know, it'll have some like fancy little name to it, but it won't be like sexual in nature. But on the front window displays, they have freaking like dildos and vibrators and, you know, sex dolls and stuff like that. They'll have them displayed openly for anybody to see. And you go in there and buy it, and then you walk out, and they'll put everything in a little black bag. So you know, if you were at that store, if you see somebody walking down the street with a little black bag.
I want that Mandingo.
But then they'll have that openly, and then in the ville, they'll have it's called Hooker Alley and Trans Hill. And you go down Hooker Alley and it'll go from like regular bars, and you know you're in Hooker Alley when the bars start to have all blacked out windows and doors. and the alleyway is a lot smaller, and you're walking down. If you walk too close to one side or the other, like, they'll come out the doors and grab you and try to pull you in. And so they'll do that. And then if you – once you get to the end of Hooker Alley, there's some stairwells that go upstairs. And you take these stairs up, the wooden stairs. Once you get up there, that's called Trans Alley or Trans Lane or whatever it is. And it's all transvestites and ladyboys and all that that will try to, like,
drag you in.
That sounds interesting.
So it's one thing they tell you about all the time while you're here. Like, so when I came here last time in 17, that was the first thing they told me, you know, like, you got to stay away from this. They don't tell you exactly where it's at. They tell you it's in Itaewon, and they give you some landmark to look out for, but that's about it. One time, like, I like just to walk around and listen to music and whatever and window shop, I guess. And so I was walking around in Itaewon, and I was going through the backside of Itaewon, and I went up these stairs to this top of a building or something. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go down this alley because I know at the end of this alley is this bar called JR Pub. And they have some amazing fucking pizza and beer there. So I was going to go there. And so I'm walking down this alley, and I'm going down these stairs, and I didn't pay attention, but I was going down these wood stairs. And I started looking up, looking away from my phone, and freaking seeing the windows and doors are starting to be blacked out. And then freaking somebody tried reaching out to grab me, and I was like, fuck no.
Patrick, I'm scared. Like,
when I was here in 17, we still had a curfew. So there was a curfew that you couldn't be out past a certain time. So a lot of times what people would do, because in Itaewon there would be MPs or courtesy patrol that would be walking around in civilian clothes. And they would try to catch you out past curfew. And then, you know, you'll get in trouble, lose rank, all that stuff. So what people would do is go up to the Hooker Alley, and they would go into these places because they're open 24/7. And they would go into these places to hide out because all the windows and doors are blacked out. So they would go in there and hide out till a little bit after 5 a.m. because that's when the curfew ended. And then they would come out after 5 a.m. and then go about their business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, you go to some bars out there in the Villes. If you go to a lot of the bars, then they will have juicy girls is what they're called. And they're these really good-looking girls that will come up to you while you're at a bar and want you to buy them a drink. So you buy a drink, and then you have to buy their drink as well. Well, they would go, you're paying, like, at this time, you're drunk by the time they walk up to you, or you're at least tipsy. So you're not really thinking too well about how much the drinks are. But their drink is going to cost you about 25 to 30,000 won, which is about, you know, $20 to $30 a drink.
The hell?
That is crazy.
Yeah. And so you would go and you buy your drink, and then you would buy their drink as well. Well, they would go and they would get you the drinks, and they'll bring them back. But her drink will be just all juice. It won't be liquor. And your drink will be liquor. So you're getting drunker, and they're sober the whole time, just making all this money off of you. There's been numerous stories of people that got paid, and they went out to the Ville, they got drunk, and they come back the next day, and their whole paycheck's gone because they just spent it all, you know, buying drinks for people at the Ville.
Dang.
Yeah. If you look somewhere on YouTube, I'll have to find it, but you can go and there's a song on there called Juicy Girl. And it's this black guy and this, I guess she's either Korean or Filipino woman. and she actually used to be a juicy girl. He used to be in the military and was stationed out there, and they met, they got married, and then they came up with this little music video called Juicy Girl. Pretty interesting. Some of the crazy stuff you find.
Don't go down that alley then. I'm gonna be that one dumbass that gets hammered and then they come up and I don't think anything of it. Like, yeah, come on, get more drinks. And I'm gonna wake up in the morning and check my bank account and go, oh fuck.
Well, that's like a barbershop. Like, you got to be careful with barbershops out here, because out here, you know, they have the old style barber poles that spin out front, that, like that candy cane looking barber pole. So out here, that's how they identify their barbershops and beauty salons and stuff. So, but the way they do it out here is, if you walk up to one and it has a single barber pole outside spinning, then you know that that's a good one to go to. You go in there, you get a normal haircut, whatever, whatever. You go to one that has two barber poles that are spinning, then you know that that one is a happy ending massage or happy ending haircut place. You'll go get a haircut and a happy ending.
You can do that with a haircut?
Yeah.
I thought it was just massaging.
No, they do massages too, but they do them with haircuts as well in Gangnam.
I gotta go because. Hold on.
What do you gotta go for? Like,
well, I think it's one of those spam emails where they try to get you to go to a website and it's get your card info.
Yeah.
Because there's one from a purchase, but for like $665 for a Samsung S7 and some headphones and crap. And I'm like, what?
And it says it's from your bank or what?
No, it's from Best Buy. I have a Best Buy credit card.
Well, then don't click on the link. Just log into your actual account on Best Buy yourself and check it.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to go do. Because my phone stopped it from going because it's like, hello, no. I gotta go check.
Somebody about to get themselves a new phone.
The hell they are. Good luck. Don't even have that amount able to be charged.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember the first time I went to Korea, one of our Katusas took me out to Gangnam to get a haircut. And this was, you know, I was only there like a month and a half, so I didn't know anything about this barber pole thing. And he took me in, and I walk in, you know, he's my translator for me. And so he's telling him, you know, yeah, he just wants a high fade, da-da-da-da. And so I go back into this, like, it's like a private fucking room. And I was like, wow, they really do haircuts. They take it seriously over here. I mean, it's like the room is set up like it would be in like a Great Clips or something. You have your little mirror, your sink, all your haircut equipment and the chair and all that. And I was like, wow, this is pretty neat. They treat you like royalty. And I get the haircut and everything. And then, so it was like this real old lady that like cut your hair or whatever, and getting the haircut, and she's there. And then she's like, she said something. I didn't know what she said. And then she brought my Katusa in, and he comes in. He's like, oh, she said you're done with the haircut. Now go ahead and take off your clothes. And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. This is a happy ending place. So it already comes included with the price of your haircut. It's like, whatever, dude. And so he left, and I undress, and I sit back down in the chair, and then this, like, smoking hot lady comes in. and then they give you, you know, a happy ending afterwards, and then you go back. I think it was like 75,000 won or something like that for the haircut and the happy ending thing. So maybe just a little under 70 bucks for US dollars for that haircut, but it was decent.
Today on Adult Hour.
Yep.
Got to start putting an 18 plus on the on the description of your podcast.
Adult. Well, only. I do have it in the rules.
That you do. That you do.
Oh, do you?
Beware of swearing and inappropriate conversation.
Oh well, fuck! I was watching my language earlier because I thought we had to go by the other rules. Well, never fucking mind.
No, like that was the one thing you had to do. Like when you go to the welcome channel, like one of the first things it says is like there might be cussing and stuff involved. That bothers you. You might not want to listen.
Yeah,
man, that's like the iTunes agreement. You don't read it; you just hit "I agree."
That is so true. I read it though. Yes. I took the time. I must be
bored. Oh man,
I'm also highly inappropriate. So,
better. Yeah, I am too. I am too, but I thank the Army for that.
All right, well, I'm out of here. I just got home.
All right, later, Lewis.
Bye!
Why is Stash on, but he's muted when he's there with you and you're on talking?
Because when we get close together, our phones make this like screeching noise.
So why is he listening to me on his phone when
he's outside? With you? He's outside. Oh. We just got home. Yeah. Before we were in the truck, we were driving around and getting groceries and whatnot. Now he's outside and I'm inside.
I can't wait to be outside and not, you know, be told that I can't go outside a certain radius.
Yeah, that would be rough to not be able to.
Oh my gosh. Like, I guess technically it's been 8 days because day zero, the day we got here, was the day, but the official day one didn't start till the following day, so I guess officially I'm on day 7 of my 14-day quarantine. And that means, today's 7. That means by, like, Sunday or Monday, they should be coming by to do another swab for the test or whatever, give us another coronavirus test. That way, by the 22nd, we will have our results. And as long as we're negative, we'll be released on the 22nd. God, I hope we're still negative. I don't want to come up positive or something and then have to stay in quarantine another 14 some odd days.
Yeah.
I would kill myself. Like, quarantine in the States wasn't bad because, you know, at work, I got put on 14-day quarantine for when I took my daughter outside of, you know, the state of Kansas to go to her mom's house. And when I came back, I had to self-quarantine for 14 days. But it was fine because, one, I was in my house, so I had all my stuff with me. My internet was faster. I didn't have to worry about jumping between 3 or 4 different Wi-Fi networks just to get a fast-working Wi-Fi. And if I wanted food or anything, I can go out to a restaurant and get whatever the hell I wanted. And I can go to Walmart or whatever to go shopping. Like, I wasn't fully restricted jail time in my fucking place.
Yeah.
Man. I got to see about getting a rental car from the PX on post, because I'm going to probably want to get a rental car for a couple days before, until I can at least get my own vehicle.
This is probably going to sound super. Oh, I was going to say, this is probably going to sound super ignorant, but do they have the same kind of like car vehicles that we or you do in the States?
Well, so they do to an extent. Like, you're not going to find like Ford, Chevy, you know, Dodge or whatever all over around here, unless it's exported into or imported into the country. Now, they do have a Chevy dealership out here, but all the Chevy vehicles are like, they cost as much as a fucking Mercedes-Benz does in the States, because it's a foreign vehicle, so it's not an in-country vehicle. But like, you'll find Toyotas out here, you'll find Hondas out here. A lot of the vehicles, though, that are made to, as they call, Korean specs, they're not as wide as what, like, you're not going to find trucks out here. Trucks you'll find are like little fucking, like, S10 style small pickups. They're not that wide or anything, because the roads out here aren't that wide. And parking spaces are small, so like their vans are more like hatchback vehicles. But you can find nice little cars. Their main car dealership out here is Samsung. Samsung makes their own cars, so they sell their own line of vehicles out here. So
that I didn't know.
Yeah, Samsung owns a lot of shit. So they own their own, they have their own vehicle lines. So they'll sell their own vehicles. They have their own dealerships. They own apartment complexes. So high-rise apartment complexes, they own high-rise apartment complexes. They also make the air conditioner units that go on top of those apartment complexes or businesses or whatever. So they make commercialized air conditioner units. I mean, they got their hands in tons of stuff here in Korea.
So it's certainly not just TVs.
Yeah, so they have TVs, air conditioners, washer dryers, refrigerators, microwaves. I mean, just about anything you can think of household appliance-wise, they make and have a hand in. To include vehicles. The only thing they don't have out here, which I'm surprised, is they don't own their own cell phone network. Like, they sell their own cell phones and stuff, but they don't have their own network. So, like, out here, LG and Samsung are, like, and then Apple are the two biggest, are the three biggest cell phones that you'll find out here, but LG and Samsung, mainly because their headquarters are here in Korea. So LG and Samsung. Now, LG owns an internet company and a cell phone company. So not only do they sell cell phones, but they also offer internet services, and they also offer a whole cell phone network that you can buy a plan for and all that. So they got LG U Plus, which is the LG's cell phone network, and then they got Hello, which is Korean teleconference or telecommunications cell phone network. So those are the only two cell phone networks you'll find out here. You could only buy one or the other.
Huh, interesting. I've never been to Korea, so I'm quite ignorant when it comes to a lot.
Oh, I love it here. Like, other than this quarantine, Korea itself is fucking amazing. Everybody's so polite out here, so respectful. Like, versus, you know, being in the States where you can just fucking walk by somebody and they think you look at them the wrong way, and then it's like the end of the day. The end of the world's coming. I don't know. Here it's just a lot more peaceful. And, you know, the other good thing about being out here is I don't have to hear about all the fucking protests and all that shit that's going on in the U.S. right now. And, yeah, mandatory. Well, out here, it's mandatory mask wearing everywhere. But that's the way the Korean culture has always been. Before the coronavirus, everybody wore masks out here. But other than, like, you know, lock down the society and stuff like that, they don't do any of that shit out here. They had their, like, little mandatory lockdown period where, you know, only essential workers did go to work. That only lasted, you know, a month or two. And then they reopened back up, and now they got it fully contained, and they got testing and all that. So now it's not even a thing over here anymore. Like, you'll find some cases here and there, but they're mainly cases that are coming from, you know, outside of Korea, people that are flying into Korea that will get it. But for everybody, whether you're coming into the Korean airport or the military airport or whatever, you have to get tested and have to get put on a mandatory 14-day quarantine before you're allowed to come into the country for whatever your visit is. So as far as those are the only cases that are coming in as far as coronavirus is from people to catching at the airport. So
what are you doing? I see all these people outside in PTs, and they're doing PT outside, and I was like, ah, these suckers.
It's going to suck when I go out and do PT, because I haven't done PT in, like, 2 months.
But they're out there, and you're in there.
I know. That's what makes me want to be. I'd rather be outside doing PT, just because then I can say I'm actually doing fucking something. But, like, yesterday, they were outside fucking, there was a whole fucking almost battalion or company of people outside in full uniform, not PTs, but work uniform with a rucksack on. And they're outside doing a ruck march in the morning when it's fucking pouring down rain outside. Like, you got me fucked up. I am not. That's another good thing. Like, I'm glad my unit got changed, because my original unit I was supposed to go to was a field artillery unit. So they're, you know, all the time going, you know, above and beyond. We got to be the best because we're an infantry unit sort of mentality. And they go to the field a lot and they do a lot of field exercises. So I'm glad I got changed. I got changed to an aviation unit. So that's going to be chill. The only thing is, I'm going to be working a warehouse while I'm here. I've worked everything, every area that my job can work at in the Army, I have worked, except the warehouse. And I purposely have done that because I've been trying to avoid working in the warehouse, because it fucking sucks. When you got to do inventories, wall-to-wall inventories, like every month, I think. Well, every month you got to do 10%, and then every 90 days you got to do 100%, and then every time there's a changeover, you get new warehouse manager, you have to do 100%. And those inventories, they're long ass days. You can work weekends. It's like, fuck.
Inventory for any job is certainly not pleasant at all.
Yeah. I'd much rather prefer just sitting in a fucking AC office and do computer work and do that than being in a hot-ass warehouse. Fucking, I've already got a bad back and bad knees and everything like that. Last thing I need to be doing. The good thing, I guess, is at least I'll be going in as a sergeant into a warehouse. So at least I have soldiers underneath of me that all I got to do is pretty much just manage what they do.
Yeah. That's handy dandy.
Yeah. Now, like the first month or so, I'm going to basically just be like, hey, I'm just one of you. You know, show me how to do your job. Show me how to work these areas and how to utilize the system for what you guys use it for, this or that. Like, you be my boss for a couple months. And that way I at least know the process, the procedures, how everything's run, how it's supposed to be ran, and how to do everything. Because I'm not going to fucking be somebody's supervisor and then not know how to fucking do the job I'm telling them to do. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Damn, it's already 6 a.m. I've been up since 1.
6 a.m.? It's only 3 in the afternoon here.
Yeah, it's fucking 6 a.m. on the 15th. Yep, on the 15th.
Nice.
But I don't know. Shit sucks. Like, these beds here suck. The pillows are like fucking soft as can be. They go flat like almost instantly. They look real nice and puffy, and then once you start laying on them after like 2 days of laying on them, they become like flat as a pancake. And yeah. So these pillows fucking suck. I can't wait to get. At least the hotel's got better fucking pillows than this place does. But
gotta have good pillows.
For real, man. Like, that makes the difference. Like, I found having really good pillows helps a whole lot with my sleep. And then I also find that a good body pillow helps a lot, because I don't know what it is. Like, I don't like if my fiance was laying in bed with me or whatever, like, I couldn't like hold her and then fall asleep with her like all night. Like, I could, but then I wake up and then I have to readjust, because I like to lay on my stomach a lot and like spread out and all that. But like a body pillow, like, I can cuddle a body pillow all night.
Yeah, they also don't have body heat. That, like, that's my biggest issue. Yes. I can't sleep hot.
Oh, me neither. I have to have fans on. I have to be cold.
Yeah.
And I agree. Body pillow is so comfortable, so soft. And then if once it starts to get warm, you just flip it over to the cold side.
Hell yeah. I'm the same way.
And that's like is the Korea last hot? Time I was here. Huh?
Is Korea hot?
Oh, yeah. During the summer times, it gets fucking hot. They're close to the equator, so we're not too far away. But we also go through rainy seasons, which I think is like this month and next month, if I remember correctly. They're called typhoon seasons. So we'll just get like days on days on days of rain and high winds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we'll get like tons of rain.
To the water?
Well, I mean, the nearest ocean or beach, I guess, ocean for us is like 4 hours away. So we're not that far away. It's a small island, I mean.
Yeah.
Or continent, whatever. Three of the four sides of us of South Korea is covered by ocean or surrounded by ocean.
Yeah.
I really want to go. I'm hoping to get her passport and all that stuff after we get married. I'm hoping to get that back before my time is done here in Korea. If we can get her a passport or her a visa approved and back and everything, and I get my daughter a I got to get me and my daughter a passport. Once I get us a tourist passport, then I want to be able to go to the Philippines and go visit the Philippines. because her family and kids are in the Philippines.
Gotcha.
I hate this fucking internet. It pisses me off so bad.
You haven't dropped or anything.
Well, no, last but it's been closed. Like, it's been close. Sometimes I'll get lucky and have stretches, like in the middle of the night, like it is now, or early morning. I'll have stretches where I won't have anything. So that's nice because then I can like watch TV or whatever. But then once, you know, morning comes and breakfast has been delivered, like from then on, it's constant swapping networks between three different rooms, trying to figure out which one lasts the best for whatever time.
Yeah. It
gets so annoying. But I guess I'm going to go ahead and get off here, and I'll be back at a later date, or another time, I guess. Maybe tomorrow if I wake up early again.
Sounds good. I shall hopefully be there.
All right. You guys have a good night, or evening.
You have a good morning.
Yep. All right. Later.